With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, fucking hell. How good's the Boston Celtics? About
Sean, congratulations.
Thank you.
Came down to the wire.
Thanks. It was juicy. All on me.
Well,
came
down to the last game. Wouldn't say it came down to the wire because they fucking smashed them.
Game 7, baby. When it breaks, it breaks. Players lose hope. They give up.
They die.
A week ago, did you guys expect to have gone on such a basketball journey?
No. I've watched 2.5 games of basketball in the last week.
I've watched about the same, which is probably double and a half the output of basketball I've watched up to this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's fucking hectic.
I immediately locked into it. Dangerous.
Yeah. 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 Just I like what you're
straight
saying.
Away I was just like, I get it.
Yeah. It's what I liked though, Sean, is I was expressing the excitement and joy of it. And you mainly said, Tom, this is great to hear. You'll just be a playoffs man.
That's fine.
And I'm like, okay.
I reckon maybe even pick a team. Monitor them over the course of the 82-game long season.
Yeah, that's too many
don't
games.
Get super invested because, I mean, hey, the players don't.
Yeah.
The Bucks certainly don't. I mean, when it comes down to the 82nd game, they don't care if they win, do they?
Ooh.
Always take home court advantage.
I love that, though, that they went in knowing to avoid playing the Nets. They were like, if we lose this game, it doesn't matter because we'll get –
They thought the Nets will knock off Boston, then we'll play the Nets, we'll have home court advantage because we finished higher than them. Didn't go that way, did it?
No.
Boston said, get fucked, Kyrie.
Yeah, swept him.
And then get fucked, Giannis.
Oh. Who I love. Big boy. Big, beautiful boy.
He's a good boy.
He looks like I want to be his best friend.
I think he's a sharp-elbowed cunt for the duration of the 7-game series.
Yep.
As soon as it's over. What a gentleman.
What a good boy. Yeah. My favorite thing about him is, and I remember this from last year, because they are the reigning champs from last year. When they won, he went to, I want to say, like a KFC-type establishment.
Right.
And ordered like $10,000 worth of chicken nuggets.
Just for him?
Just for him. Like went through the drive-thru in, I can only imagine, like a black Chevrolet van type setup. Because he'd be on a bit of coin.
Oh, yeah.
The big fella.
Fuck yeah.
I reckon there'd be a couple of fellas out there probably earning a bit of money.
On a bit of dosh.
Yeah.
He's rolled in there and he's ordered this and they were like, I think the person recognized his voice and was like, is this so-and-so? And he was like, yes, it is.
Yeah.
And then they like came up and they just like told him he had to park in the car park because it was going to take too long to cook all those nuggets. And then, I'm probably adding some details.
Yeah.
I love to do that. But anyway, great story.
Basketball playoff energy is fucking hectic. The day this episode comes out, the next 7-game best of 7 series will be on Boston versus Miami.
And that's the final, right?
That's the Eastern Conference final.
Mm-hmm.
There's an East Conference and a West Conference.
And then
winners of both play each other in the big dance.
So
Boston have been to that. Boston have played in, I think, 4 of the last 6 conference finals.
Okay.
So they've been pretty good. They've been close. This is the best chance they've had for a while. Powerful team.
Who's the big three? Isn't that the thing? You need a big three? Who's Boston's big three? Do you not have a big three?
Boston don't have a big three.
No. But you've got some pretty good boys.
Classic big three back when I got him like really into basketball was Garnett, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen.
Yeah.
Just an awesome team.
Great actor, Garnett.
Oh, Kevin Garnett. Hey, Ray Allen's a good actor too. Don't forget. Just wait for Paul Pierce. Get him in a movie. Fucking hell.
He's
my favorite player of all time, Paul Pierce. I love him.
Get Tatum in a movie.
Tatum's great. Get his kid in a movie. He's got a little kid who's probably like 5 years old.
Yeah.
And he was at the press conference and they were like, what are you looking forward to in Miami? And he's like, swimming. It's great.
So how does that work for the next part of the conference? Did Miami finish higher in
Miami finished top, Boston finished second. So Miami will have home court advantage. They'll host the first two games.
Yep.
Then Boston get two, then one Miami, one Boston, and it ends in Miami if it goes.
Game seven would be Miami. Yeah. Yep.
So that's why you want to finish higher, because you get the home court advantage.
Yep. You get four of the if it goes to seven, you get four games.
Miami got through 4-2 in their series. Oof. So they haven't played. They finished on Friday. Boston finished on Monday. Then the game's on Wednesday in Miami. It's fresh. Yeah. It's going to be a tough first game.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
Playoff energy continued for me on the weekend. I also got Brandon from Canada got me into the Edmonton Oilers game seven of their playoff series, which was hectic as fuck.
Jesus, did they win?
They won, so they've gone through.
Is that the same? Is that a similar setup for the Stanley Cup in that it's like East and West conferences?
I'm not entirely sure with that. But all I know is, it was a best of seven, and it went all the way through to seven, and they beat LA.
Tell you what.
They've moved on.
KO must be getting an absolute fucking workout in the Kano household.
Big time. I even found time to watch on KO this week a little bit of table tennis because I got excited talking about it last week. I was trying to see if anyone had a woodsman move, and I can report they do not.
Oh,
I reckon I'm a chance against anyone.
It's juicy. The thing I will say about America is they have so many teams in all their leagues, hockey, basketball, baseball, and also their tournaments go for like 800 games.
Is there any sport in America that has a short season? I'd like to know.
Mm.
I don't think there is.
Short and sharp.
Maybe soccer, but I don't know.
Baseball goes
for ages, and then their final series is the World Series.
Yeah. I heard a coach talking on SEN, I think, about NBA and even in the NBL. During regular season, there's not as much like preparation that goes into opposition. It's more just like, we're going to play our way and we're going to try and win.
Yeah.
Because games are like 2 days apart. Sometimes you're playing the next day. There's not enough time. When you get to the playoffs, things get like fucking full on.
Yeah.
The game plans are off the chain and the refs get a bit looser, I think.
Oh.
It's all happening.
Put the whistle away.
Yeah. Also, I love
particularly in the ice hockey, the refs put the whistle away.
They throw it over the fence.
Have you ever played ice hockey on like PS1 PlayStation?
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Wayne Gretzky is all stars.
It's the same watching it. They're just psycho. Yeah. The amount of hits are crazy.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. It's great stuff.
And before we get into footy, and we've started with we've warmed you up with a bit of American sports talk.
Jordan, you have another question for us?
Boys, I would love to know how good's footy.
Great question, Sean.
And the best way to find that out is I'm going to fulfill a promise I've made the listeners, which is we're going to read some fucking emails. And so we don't run out of time, I'm going to do it first.
That's good.
It's good.
Respect it.
So we got a couple of emails from the inboxes. It has been a couple of weeks since we've read some out.
Yeah.
To be fair.
I love the so we don't run out of time. We've just spent ages talking about American sport.
Hey,
got it.
Got it.
It's got to lift the mood because
I get why Gil is horny to make the AFL like the NBA.
Oh,
imagine if our finals were like the playoffs.
Juicy as fuck, I tell you.
The grand final, rather than being one game, is seven games.
Game
in every state?
Game in every. Ooh. No. That or you just alternate between their home grounds. And the then AFL, game seven's at the MCG.
There was like the floated idea of like a best of three grand final.
I'd lose my fucking mind.
Game seven would be way. Seven would be so much funnier, though.
Seven games.
Seven games of footy.
Do you have to play it over 7 weeks?
No, I reckon.
No.
Oh.
No.
Bring back AFLX for the grand final.
So this email is from Tim. A brother's trip north, in brackets, to Brisbane.
Oh.
Boys, how good's footy? Tim here again. Long time no email. Dusha said now he's back to send an email. This was a couple of weeks ago. 1st of May, actually. So 3 weeks ago. So Brisbane at this point, second on the ladder. Tim's feeling pretty good about it. And the next week, him and his brother Jax are on the road. And in all of Tim's years as a Brisbane supporter, he'd never seen them play a home game. And this year, he's changing that. For the first time, he is going to the Gabba.
Love it.
He took his footy. To have a kick on the ground, and he's going to attempt the monster, which is a Dane Zorko 60-meter goal, but will probably only manage to kick it about 12 meters. Tim just wanted to share this experience with us, and so glad that Brisbane have helped us get through a couple of rounds. This is relevant now too. A couple of rounds of toast trinities. Brisbane have prevented that anytime that's possibly happened.
Thank you, Brisbane.
And Brisbane also, most importantly, proved that they are the best chance to dethrone Melbourne this year. Yes, boys, from Tim.
I think the Celtics are a huge chance to dethrone the Dees.
Get them over here.
Fuck.
Tatum versus Petrarca.
And then
Horford versus Gorn.
Oh, man.
Fuck. Peace in our time.
Just for some clarity, the Tim email was about the Brisbane West Coast game.
Oh, yeah. Did he go to that one?
Yeah.
A disappointing
one. Can I say, West Coast the last 2 weeks have been looking down the barrel of 200 points, and both times have held on for a respectable 11-goal loss. Yeah. that is an insane sentence to say.
Yeah, but, you know, but sometimes you lower yourself to the quality of your opposition.
I'm worried about Melbourne. They've got North Melbourne this week. Yeah. And like,
you'd love to get them the week after that.
Yeah.
They will be fucking rattled.
They'll be very vulnerable.
Yeah. Who have they got after
that? I just don't think they will be, though. They're too... Let's have a look.
Well, the fact that they just fucking came out straight off the bat and...
So round
like
11.
Wanted to murder.
Oh, boys. They round 11. Freo at the G.
Would have been more exciting if Freo didn't pull their own pants down against the rampaging Gold Coast Suns.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Top four, baby. Just
quickly, Tim sent us a follow-up email after the game. Boys, an absolutely lovely roast trinity that it was this weekend. So this was round 8.
Yep.
Or round 7. Anyway, when Essendon beat Hawthorn, round 8, yeah. As you know, my brother and I went to the Gabba this weekend and for the first time, and it was an absolute dream. We now have had the best start in Brisbane Lions history.
This is true.
Fucking hell.
Really?
How did that not come up?
8-1? 9-1.
8-1.
It's round 9, so if it's 9-1, they've snuck another game in somewhere.
I mean, 100% they didn't do it in 0-1. 0-2, I would have thought we maybe got knocked off around round 6 or 7. Yeah, it's probably about it.
So it was a fantastic game where I lost my voice and it's still recovering. Am I disappointed we didn't win by 200 points? Sure, but it's still a very, 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 very big win in wet conditions and without any of our tall forwards. Melbourne, look out. Will this be a tradition of ours now? Sean, absolutely.
That's great.
There were so little West Coast supporters there that we made friends with one of them by simply clapping each other for a minute after every goal that was scored. The crowd got amongst it, and he said that as far as he's concerned, West Coast won by 25 points.
Well, he would be, I think, the dumbest man on earth. Dumber than me. He makes me look like a fucking scholar.
Mm. I wonder if the microphone picked up me saying, hate that, on the 1 minute clap.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that.
Tough times to be a West Coast supporter, but they won the cup 4 years ago, so who cares? Fair enough. The only negative of the trip, bit of a Jersey curse here, I reckon.
Oh, no.
Was that my brother got a new Guernsey for the weekend away, and this was before Joe got injured, and he'd already ordered the number 3.
What number's Ryan Lester wear?
You know what? Do I even? 35.
And
just get a 5 chucked on the back of that, Tim's brother.
That's right.
Fucking hell, Jax. So here's a photo of Jax and Tim. And let me tell you, I have not done their emails enough justice in my enthusiasm. Look at this fucking photo.
Oh, boys. They are a bee's dick away from the action.
If anyone was at the Gabba and just saw two absolute maniacs right on the fence. That was probably Tim and Jax. Fucking hell, boys.
Just on Ryan Lester and curse in the same sentence.
Yep. Very close to the action.
Nice. They're close to the action.
33.
Fuck.
Is that Bailey?
That's Bailey.
Oh, yep. Love that.
Ryan Lester and curses. A guy named Ryan in the Brisbane Lions chat. I don't know what
changed
shop.
His name.
No, it must have been at like an AFL shop or something. Sent us a photo. There's those holographic cards, you know, the footy cards. They had a Ryan Lester one for $14. He was joking that I should buy it. And then we just talked about how that would be – if you bought that card, it would curse your entire life. But just minor inconvenient curses.
Yeah.
Like you forget your keys every day. You get locked out of your house.
Not every day.
You always get a red light.
Because every now and again
– he's a curse.
Something good would happen and you'd be like, oh, it's because I got the card. And then something bad would happen again.
Just a stain.
So
good man, though.
And this is a listener that needs a bit of hope, I think. Now, this is Jared. Signs off as a lost boy.
Oh, North Melbourne, Jared?
Yeah. Friends, I'm in about a bit of a sad spot at the moment.
Change teams.
I've always been a really optimistic supporter.
Unless.
I think I've been realistic in the recent years when my beloved Kangaroos have been really poor, but I've always been able to explain the form, at least to myself. This sounds a bit too dramatic, but I think the difference now is that I've lost hope.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
I haven't listened to my favorite podcast for a few weeks now because I'm embarrassed by how my team are playing and I can't stand the reminder.
That's right. We don't really talk about it. We probably haven't mentioned them for 3 weeks.
But I miss footy and I need footy. I wanted to get back into the footy this weekend and the podcast. So I watched every game except the North game because I didn't want to ruin my mood for the Sunday games.
Hell.
Jesus Christ.
I can't go on like
how
this,
much
fellas.
They got annihilated, didn't they?
I can't go on like this, fellas. I refuse to become the footy fan who's only around for the good times, but I also can't afford for North's form to spoil my enjoyment of every other game. I need to find some kind of nourishment. I need to find my shin burner spirit, and so does half the fucking list. Help me, Obi-Wan, how good's footy? You're my only hope.
I have a suggestion for how he can wear the season, and it's something that you've participated in recently, Sean.
Yeah.
Jared, I don't know if you have a gaming system of some kind. You should purchase the most recent AFL game, watch North Melbourne lose, and then play that same corresponding game on the PlayStation and win it yourself.
Okay, that's kind of – I've been playing the Boston games before they happen, though.
Oh.
Or do that. Do that as a bit of an omen and then getting pumped up. Actually, that is good. If you've lost a bit of hope, play AFL Evolution 2.
Yep.
Play that week's game. Hey, play it on easy.
Just
smash them, get excited, and then, the excitement will probably wear off on the weekend, but it'll build up again.
Yeah.
Or do it in reverse so you get your hope back. Maybe do it in reverse to start
or
with.
Or alternatively, no.
Maybe that's all right. Do that and then do the things that the team should have done.
Alternatively. Yep.
Become a coach.
And then
play
record
two
them
games
and send them to David Noble.
Maybe play two games every weekend. Yep. One before the game, then watch the game, then play another game afterwards. So at least you're coming off. North Melbourne might lose, but like you're riding the high of two incredible coaching performances by you.
I reckon you can get AFL Evolution for pretty cheap.
It's still way more expensive than it fucking should be, I'll tell you that.
Is this Evolution 2?
Evolution 2, yeah. Maybe go for the first one.
Yeah.
Alternatively,
play AFL Live 2004 with Dennis Cometti.
Oh, well, just fire up YouTube, Jared.
I remember in the old computer days playing AFL 1999.
Yeah.
There was a thing you could do in it. This actually memory, this haunts me. There's a thing you could do where you could change the height of players.
Yeah.
So I'd fuck around and look with the stats and make myself really quick and the tallest, like a whole team of 200 centimeter Peters.
Oh.
And then I'd shrink the other team. And my granddad was over one night. I was just a kid. He was looking after us. And I said, hey, look at this, and showed him a bit of the game. And he was embarrassed. He was disgusted in my behavior that I wasn't playing it on a level playing field.
Wow.
Yeah.
My trick.
I don't know if that killed him or barracking for Melbourne. The jury's out.
Disgust.
You've kept that very secret. That could be a huge contributing factor.
No, he lived for years after that.
The other suggestion I've got is after each loss, if they lose, just get on the AFL website.
Yeah.
Go to round 17 of 2021 when they beat the West Coast Eagles in Western Australia by 10 points.
Yeah, I guess when your team sucks shit, Tommy, you've got no idea what you're talking about here. I don't know why he's listening to you.
And Sean, you've come out of this, but the era where this was the worst for you was pre-podcast.
Yes.
Because Brisbane, when we started How Good's Footy,
started to turn it around.
But you were getting like 3 wins a year. But
yeah, I think our first How Good's Footy season, we had a 5-win season.
But it was a good 5-win season.
Shut up, Tom. Tom.
It was the beginning
Tom,
of the-
Tom, shut up for a second. For fuck's sake, Tom. Yeah. You got no idea. Just sit this one out. You got no idea.
Park it, mate.
Yeah.
Your mouth.
Because the thing with Brisbane is by the time we started the podcast, the sense of change was in the air because the players were playing. They were going for it.
Yeah.
Where like the Michael Voss's coach years
yes.
into leper.
That was probably the darkest period.
was very dark.
Yeah, the leper years were the darkest.
Yeah,
especially on a ladder position front. Yeah. What did I do? Well, yeah, lost all hope.
Yeah, as part of it, unfortunately.
I will tell you what I would say don't do. Don't be involved in like any Facebook groups or you like, get supporter
out of
groups.
Yeah, get out of that.
Because there's still a man named Paul Bates who I would fight to the death for charity. He's the most negative cunt I've ever seen and actually got banned from the group for being racist to Alan Christensen.
Yeah, get out of all groups.
But that happened years later.
Yeah.
So when I saw someone's been banned from the group for being a racist, I was like, I wonder. It couldn't be. And then it was this cunt.
Fucking
worst
hell.
Man in the world. Never met him.
Hate him.
Hate his guts.
Paul Bates, so if you're listening, Sean will fight you.
He's just
I'll fight you too, Paul Bates, cunt. But yeah, Jared, get out of every Facebook group. Stay out of the comments.
Yeah.
Fire up highlights from older games.
You got to get highlights, I think.
What's the Frank the Tank dance by Drew Petrie in that game?
Oh, yeah. Frank the Tank's big.
Watch every milestone game of Brent Harvey because you won all of them.
Watch Glenn Archer just bashing the shit out of Wayne Carey when he went to Adelaide.
Oh, that was good.
Another thing you could do is, even if you just find highlights packages from like the last couple of years where it's players playing now but looking happier.
Just watch those packages they put together when you trade in a player and they put together like a little like 30-second promo. Just watch them of like what that player could be.
Yeah.
And just pick players that you love, young players, and just try and find the little positives, the two or three little things they do every game.
Alternatively, like if Jared, I'm not sure if you're part of the fantasy team, but just keep an eye on like the North Melbourne fantasy scores because some of the North Melbourne players just get it done big time and the team isn't clicking, obviously. And look, I know how that feels. It feels dog shit. It'll happen. And unfortunately, sometimes when you watch footy, it's good.
Yep.
And sometimes when you brag for North Melbourne or Essendon, it's fucking shit.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's just part of it.
And don't be discouraged by everyone always saying, send them to Tassie. That won't happen.
No. Tassie getting Tassie their own
don't,
team.
Well, Tassie don't want you, for one thing. They want their own team.
Yeah. They want
also,
a good team.
Also, North off field have done heaps and they're not even in debt anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Whereas a club like St Kilda, you're talking $10 million.
Oof.
Yeah. There's clubs that are worse off than North
yeah, off in the there's comp, there's comps.
Yeah.
There's, that's the combination of two words there. Yeah. But there are clubs that are like pushing for good spots and winning games who are in just absolute dire straits in the checkbook.
Jared, you gotta go to I don't know, a local pub and hope you run into one of my uncles. They'll sort you right out for North Melbourne support. They'll be like, look, let's just go bash someone, we'll feel way better.
Just don't lose hope.
Yeah.
You got to keep believing.
Because a win will come.
If you haven't
come.
Watched Ted Lasso yet, watch two seasons of that.
Yep. And Jared, a win will come and it will feel so good.
Yeah. Trust Noble, I think.
All right. And now for a total change of tone.
Yep.
Two spicier emails where I think it's not TC Corp, but you're both on trial, I reckon.
Well, I'm on trial.
Oh, you're both
what
of
fuck?
You.
What the fuck? What?
What have I
Hang
done?
On. What have we done?
I don't deserve this.
Hey.
Explanation.
I didn't even pick Collingwood players in my fantasy team except Nick Dacos.
Explanation needed from Connor.
I got Pendlebury too.
Are you
But I've wanted to trade him every week, so.
Yeah.
And he's a cunt. I'll say it to his face.
this is from Anthony.
Explanation. Remember when he had dreddies?
Shut
Sorry.
up.
Do you remember that brief period where he had dreddies?
He's a fucking idiot.
The only reason I remember that is he had dreddies and he got rid of them, but he had them at the start. So there were like badges and photos of him with it. And the reason I bring that up is that today at work, there's a shop and they sell badges of players.
Mm-hmm.
The photos are taken at the start of the year. So whatever fucked haircut you have before, like during preseason, that's on your badge.
Alternatively,
for 2022, Nat Fyfe's badge, he has the fucking supervillain goatee and he looks like a low-rent UFC fighter, and I love it.
They got many AFLW badges in stock yet?
What do you reckon, Sean?
Where's Orla O'Dwyer?
Don't know, mate.
Need it now more than ever.
She's not going to Carlton. That's where she isn't.
Carlton avoided a war by the slimmest margin.
A bee's dick, I'm hearing.
I was ready to go to war with Michael Voss.
I think...
Your dad.
Yeah.
I think
I might have even punched him.
So,
and that kills me to say.
Bash your own dad.
That hurts me in my
real,
heart.
Real hot rod area.
I'll fight him.
Do a paternity test, then fight your dad.
Yeah.
So, Sean, with Ulla O'Dwyer, if listeners were unaware, there was rumours that Carlton were going to snatch her from. But
they threw a lot
Sean,
of money.
You did. You pointed something out. Her Instagram story on the day that this news story broke,
oh, yeah,
she used the caption, No Blues Mondays. That's not like a saying. So I honestly think that that was like, I'm staying. It's just that people didn't pick up on that because the news article.
We did.
Well, yeah, you sniffed it out
Detective
big time.
Carno.
I think that may have come from the How Good's Brisbane chat. I don't know if I'm the source for that one.
That Brisbane chat, dangerous. Oh.
Tell you what, it was explosive. There was threats of blowing up Icon Park. It was going off.
I did see that Google page.
Yeah, the tab's still open.
Yeah, good. Just in case.
Massive respect. Just on my father, Michael Voss, and my brother, Casey Voss. Did you guys hear about this? Vossy's son, who's about 21 years old, he got overlooked in the drafts. He won the, I don't know what the award was, but it was like the South Australian team versus Western Australian. It was the big.
He was the best on.
Big game on the weekend. Best on, won the medal. I think he had 29 touches and 15 tackles.
Yep.
And he's nominated, I think, for the mid-season draft. Huge chance.
Now, though Vossy has said someone should draft him. It will not be me.
Well, he said that's just a bit too tricky to handle, but I'd love it if he got picked up.
Yeah.
I remember Brisbane had the opportunity to grab him when he was 18, and he just wasn't quite there.
Yeah, no, that's
but
fair.
But apparently last 18 months in South Australia.
Well, it's been happening.
I know Geelong have got a mid-season draft pick this year.
Actually, Brisbane don't have one, I think. But yeah, I hope he gets picked up. Imagine another Voss out there.
Imagine.
You've got a Voss on your list, actually.
Yeah,
you've
could
got
have
Patrick
Voss, too.
Voss, is that right? Get him in.
Yeah, I reckon that's probably the missing piece.
Yeah. Get him and Casey. Just call them the Voss brothers.
Well, and also, like, I mean, Nick Martin was a
mature age rookie.
Yep.
Yeah.
A supplementary pick, wasn't
he? Yeah, and he has been our best player.
He's been fucking incredible.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, bring it on. Fuck, can't believe we're about to be dragged through the mud.
So this email is only for Sean. Yours is next, Tom.
Who's it from? Who's it from?
It's from Anthony.
Anthony.
Now, I'm not one for violating the dissent rule, so I'm not raising my arms. I'm just asking for an explanation on a baffling call. Sean, in what universe is the theatrical release of The Lord of the Rings better than the extended? Tom, you definitely made the right call on Jacob's birthday present.
I know I did.
Cheers, Anthony.
Anthony, please refer to me as Coach Carno if you're bringing formal proceedings against me. And I will just say this. Tom, I wonder if you agree. The theatrical editions of the Lord of the Rings trilogy take an enormous shit on the extended cut. Unless you are a massive fan of both books and films and you just get absolute enjoyment out of sitting through something that goes for 1 hour longer.
So
for me, I love cinema. I love Peter Jackson. He's on a roll. He's on a roll when he is editing to a time limit.
Yeah.
They're already fucking long. They're 3 hours. There's a reason why they are.
Yeah.
I've rewatched the extended editions recently. I will always go back to the theatrical now. They're bloated. And if you love Tolkien and you love all that, you just enjoy being in that world. But if you love cinema and storytelling, you go for the best is the theatrical.
I'll even say this.
Yeah.
There is only one TC you will allow. Well, two. Tom Cruise and theatrical cuts.
There you go. No, but I will counter that.
Some theatrical
Kingdom
cuts versus
Kingdom of Heaven director's cut is the finest director's cut that has ever existed.
Donnie Darko director's cut
is
pretty good.
Nah, the director's cut of Donnie Darko
can get fucked.
Worse.
We're talking about good films.
I watched it for a while.
The director's cut over-explains everything. Theatrical cut all the way with Donnie Darko.
Yep. But Anthony, thank you for caring about Lord of the Rings.
And then
fantastic film series. Does he have another crack?
Oh, no. This isn't a crack. If anything, we kind of owe Anthony an apology. P.S. Boys, the Fantasy League is ruining my life. I have the highest value team in the Haggard's Footy League, and I'm still struggling to net wins. The Moneyball approach is failing me. I know you're hesitant to advise your competitors, but can an exception be made for a new coach feeling totally out of his depth?
Is he in the reserves or is he in the big boys comp?
I'm not sure.
Does he say what his team's called?
He doesn't.
I know there's an Anthony in there. Is he a Lions boy?
Imagine, he could be in the Lions chat. He snuck into the emails to have a crack rather than coming you head on.
Is he Bardic inspiration, I wonder? That's a Brisbane team.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Anthonys in the reserves. Let's just check.
I think he's one of my Brisbane boys.
Only one Anthony. I think he's Bardic inspiration.
All right, so Anthony, there is only one Anthony in the How Good's Footy League. So I think this is you. Anthony, if you're Bardic inspiration.
Yep.
Let's have a quick look. Let's pull up his team.
He's a Brisbane boy. First and foremost, I must apologise for any aggression about Lord of the Rings. I only care about cinema and Brisbane.
So looking at the team, there's not a...
All right, let's go back line. I'm going by position. Vlosten, Dacos, Sicily, Chapman. Chapman's a worry for me because I don't even know who he is.
He needed to trade up probably Answorth and Chapman into like a forward, a defender midfield type.
Answorth feels like he's building slowly, though.
Yes, but you want to
still you want to
go for like a Dawson or a Lloyd or someone who's going to get midfield minutes as well.
All right, let's look at the mids. Brayshaw, huge. Cripps, love it. Smith, awesome. Miller, how's Rowell going? I traded him.
He's lifted a little bit, but he's not good for more than like 60 to 70 points.
Yeah, you want to be trading Rowell out for somebody.
Yeah, upgrade him. Lockie Neal, great. Sinclair, I'm a fan of. And great. Clark's a great budget choice. Ruck's a rock solid, I reckon.
I will say Gawn is a rough choice this week because he's playing North Melbourne and he is injured. If they're going to rest him, it'll be now. And he scored like shit against...
He got 85, which is piss poor for him.
But if you bring in someone like Watts...
I'd stick with
him. You're going to stick with Gawn?
I mean, who are you going to bring in?
Wits.
There's not a lot of like... Like I'd ride it out with Gawn.
But Wits, yeah. I would say.
Hold on to Gawn because you're about to hit bye rounds.
Bruce is your bigger worry because he's either going to get suspended or injured. Like, seriously.
Well, yeah.
Wait for his price to keep going up, actually, and then I'd probably trade him.
The problems absolutely start in the forward line.
Yeah. All right, Darcy Cameron. Darcy Fort, get him out of your team. I know you're a Brisbane boy, and we love him for what he brings.
Here's the issue with this forward line straight away. Two key position players in Cameron and Curnow. Do not pick... Key forwards.
Yeah, never pick key forwards. Forward pick players like Josh Dunkley, who are midfielders, forwards.
Cheap small forwards who will get thrown on the ball every now and
again. Nick Martin, great choice. Will Brody's been awesome, and Treloar's scoring well. But yeah, Darcy Cameron, Darcy Fort. Even though Charlie Curnow has been getting some decent scores, I'd fuck him off anyway.
Yep. Well, Curnow's thing is they've been throwing him a bit on the ball when. Like a little bit further up the ground.
Yeah, when Mackay's fit and Mackay's out for about 6 weeks.
Anthony, trade Cockatoo from your bench. He hasn't delivered this year and he's not even in the team at the moment and we don't know when he'll come back in. Get rid of him. Bring in someone dirt cheap and so you can upgrade one of your players.
Bring in like a Cooper Stevens or a Mitch Nevitt who are going to occasionally get games for Geelong but are also dirt cheap.
I don't know what Jack Hayes' price is. It's not coming up for
him. He's done his knee, so get rid of him.
Get rid of him. Yeah, your bench is where you've got a bit of movement to
bring Max Lynch into your bench because he's a Hawthorn ruck and he'll get games.
Yeah.
This week I would trade one of your bench boys, whoever's the most probably expensive one who you're not really using, and then trade someone like a Matty Rowe. Actually, no, keep Rowe. Get rid of one of your forwards. Upgrade to someone.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you can.
Week by week, you just got to trade out shit truck on your bench for someone dirt cheap and then upgrade someone else on field. But yeah, the boys are right. Start with your forward line.
And bring in Tatum.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find space for Tatum in your forward line.
Just so we're not confusing people, that is Jason Tatum, the basketball player.
Not Frederick Tatum, the fake boxer from The Simpsons.
Fantastic.
And now.
All right, here we go. Now it's my turn.
Just got some feedback. Listening,
let him have it.
Oi,
fuck him up.
Oi,
nah, back off.
Boo, my friend cunt.
I just said back off.
Good. So this is in response to last week's episode, and it's not an email, but it's pretty close. So
hang on. I know what this is.
What is it, Tom?
What have you done?
Is it from Jacob?
It is from Jacob. So it's from Jacob Reed.
Yeah, here we go.
It's a birthday present review. Five stars.
No, not a birthday present review. This will be about me being an arrogant fuck or some shit. Man.
Yeah.
So Wednesday night, my phone blows up. I just get hit with...
I copped this as well, right? So he's come to you, but I've also already copped this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is this not an email? This is a...
It's an Instagram. Yeah,
it's the private message.
That's another thing.
I know what
Jacob,
this is about.
Don't we have a group chat called the Reed Brothers that Tom's not in?
Yeah.
Fire that up again.
I think it's called the New Reed Brothers.
Get me involved. I can't remember.
Listening to the episode right now, and unsurprisingly, Thomas is making up facts.
I know what this is about.
Listeners don't know this, though, Tom, because you haven't corrected yourself.
I'm about to.
You said that the coning for Geelong
No, no, no.
Yes,
so
you
I
did.
Went back and I listened to the segment in question.
We all heard it, Tom. You said that every mark he takes is contested.
No, no, no. In the lead up to the conversation, yeah. I said a lot of his marks are contested. You said that's a shit stat, so I looked you in the eye and said, all right, I'll make it juicy for you.
Yeah,
so I'm very clearly embellished.
So you lied.
Okay, yeah. He takes a lot of contested marks. How many would you consider a lot, Sean?
What, in one game?
Yeah.
Oh, probably half a dozen.
I wasn't talking about that specific game. I think leading up to that game, the stat was that he was leading for contested marks in Geelong's team, basically, which is big.
The stat keeps getting more and more
and
shit.
And I think in the previous few games, every mark he had taken had been contested.
Jacob has done the research. He said De Koning, contested marks, had 8 marks total in the game. One of those was contested. Then Jacob said, I can't believe you put up with this shit. I said, Jacob, it's disgusting. Then Jacob said, I've just told him, and I quote him, well, it was in the commentary.
That's what they said in the commentary.
Oh, that's your go-to, is it?
Yeah.
And then Jacob said,
Jonathan Brown said it, Sean. And then, Brown, look, you liar?
Here's the thing, Tom. Yeah. Jacob actually goes a little bit further, and he doesn't even sound just disappointed in you, but disappointed in us for letting this happen.
Yeah. I was once talking to him about a game, and I said a stat, and he just looked at me and he goes, there's no way that's anywhere near right. I said, oh, it feels right. He goes, you're a fucking idiot.
So he says, now, I know you boys don't let facts get in the way of a good story, but fuck me. Someone needs to pull him up. One contested mark, averages 2 a game, which isn't bad, granted, but 1 out of 8 is an 8 out of 8. And then I said, fucking hell, I'll pull him up on it. And he said, good, he deserves it.
Can't be trusted.
I think the stat I was trying to make was Sam De Koning, fucking love him. He's a Jet.
That's not a stat.
Yep.
Because there's no way to quantify.
Go back to stat school, Tom. Fuck.
Didn't even go to stat school. All right, oh, we can tell. School.
Anyway, speaking of school stats, there's no segue here, but let's get into the rounds. It's blowing this episode out, but we've cleared out the inbox now.
Good.
And a couple of emails every week we should be able to handle again. Mm.
We've done some good fantasy work.
We've done some huge fantasy work.
Three coaches just dominating. Just on coaching, just in case there's any scouts out there listening.
You're available.
Well, boys, in the last week, just particularly with the basketball heating up, how many coaching moves have I been spelling out? Yeah. And they've happened.
You've called for things. You're like, oh, I would do this.
Yep.
And then you've immediately been like, oh, no, they're about to do this. And then they did do that. Mm. It was huge.
Yep.
Your fantasy team is absolutely popping off. Actually, I ran a poll the other day.
Oh, yeah. How'd we go?
I haven't checked in on it today. The competition's heating up. We have one question on our minds. Which How Good's Footy host is going to come out on top in our fantasy footy league?
I put a vote in this.
Did you vote for yourself?
No, I didn't.
I predict?
Yep.
I feel like you and I will be very tight and Tom will be just like hardly any votes at all.
Okay. So.
Can I say, I didn't vote for me. I voted for you, Sean.
Oh, that's as you should.
Sean, yeah. I voted for you on the back of your coaching masterstrokes in all 7 games of basketball.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, coming out in third place is Coach Tom with a whopping 13% of the vote.
Huge.
Pretty big.
Spooky.
Then we've got in first place on 46%.
Jesus.
Coach Carno.
Oh. Yeah.
And what then me, 41%.
Oh. Yeah. Look, everyone knows it's not me.
Hope Dave Matthews is looking into that. Is that the boss of the Giants?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that also a band?
Yeah. They're the same
Dave
guy.
Dave Matthews band?
Yeah. Same guy?
Yep. It's the same guy from Dave.
Well, did you have a win on the weekend, Sean?
I had a win, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a win, Joel?
Yeah, I had a win.
Great. Yeah, Tom? That's what the good coaches do.
I did have a win, yes.
Had one win?
Yeah.
In the reserves, you mean?
In the reserves.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I should say, I correct that. I had 2 wins.
Oh, me too, actually. Yeah.
One was a thumper. Woof. The reserves league, I think I killed someone.
oh, no.
The other one had a great battle with Light and Tangy Crips.
Oh.
Ryan.
You were saying that Hayden was going to run me down just quietly?
No, I said.
I think I beat him by about 200 points.
You beat him by 57 points, Tom. And you beat him by 57 points and you were 300 points up going into the last game. And I said, you might be in trouble here.
Yeah, but I wasn't. Where I really fucked up this weekend, and I know exactly where I was, I fucked up my loophole and then I backed myself into a corner and it meant I had to go with only 2 options for a captain who just wasn't going to get it done.
As it currently stands, I will just say that Sean, you're 5th on the ladder.
Oh.
Which ladder is this?
The head-to-head.
Which ladder? The head-to-head. I reckon I'm at 12th, 13th.
You're 13th.
Yeah.
So
and sliding.
Sean, you're 5th. I'm 7th.
I've looked ahead to next week. If I can bank a win, there's, I think, a couple of top four battles taking place.
Jesus.
So I'm going to slide.
Is Wayne still undefeated?
He's undefeated.
Wayne is undefeated. Yeah. He was
stressed.
He was worried, but then Giants, which we'll get into, shit their dacks big time, in particular Lachie Whitfield and Canelio.
They hate their coach. They wanted him to go on a loss.
They also hate Jess Wooshner because she needed them to have a decent to good game, and she would have beaten Wayne and been the Giant killer. But alas, they both fell over, and so did Jess.
Need Giants to be a Giant killer. Amelia, who I played, backed the right Giants in that she had Josh Kelly, and he went off his fucking head.
The league is very strong, I got to say. Shout out to Tennille. I think it was her first win. And I don't think I've seen her score over 2,000 before.
And she got 200, yeah.
Massive.
I've got her next week.
Well, she's in form.
I'm scared.
Oh, huge form.
You're coming into her at a worse time.
I'll just give a shout out too to Jake Simpson, whose team, 2022 Redemption Arc, I think it's called.
Yep.
He scraped into the league because, if you remember, he was shit last year.
Yeah.
He's putting up some big numbers.
Oh, yeah. I'm 2022 impressed. Redemption Attempt.
Attempt. Great. Yeah, the attempt is strong. It's going well.
I've got Pride of the North this week.
Oh, mate. He's going to wipe the floor.
He's going to be burning from the Oilers' win.
Yeah.
He's going to carry that into fantasy.
When his hockey team won Game 7, he said he high-fived the wall so hard his baby woke up.
What I love is that Brandon was probably such a good, normal human being when he met his wife. And then he's since listened to this podcast and she's like, oh, what have I gotten myself into?
So just go to the Haggard's Footy Reserves, because even though obviously it's not the big league, it is worth noting. Drug test kit, undefeated.
Yeah.
Then we've got Holmes Improvement and me in top three. Sean, you're 4th. Oof. Tom, you're 5th.
Wow.
Oh. Juicy.
That tells you to shit league. But no, there's some weapons in there.
I want to shout out to, if you're listening to the show, Stu and Skylar. So Savage Gabba and Jake Stringer Stan. Reek of abandoned teams.
Yeah.
That makes me fucking sick. We're not even halfway through the year. I wouldn't accept it if it was the final round of the year. You guys are on notice. Fucking lift.
And now,
I think I play one of them this week.
Good luck.
As much as I'd love to win by 700 points, if it happens, I'll be disgusted. Make some trades.
Just at least get someone out there.
Fuck.
All right. And now to the round that was.
There's a lot of games that I don't think we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Western Bulldogs.
Wrap it up.
Western Bulldogs blitz Collingwood, which was good to see.
Treloar. Oh, yes.
Oh. The best thing about this, boys, is you know what's good about getting a Collingwood losing? Treloar everything. Playing so, everything. But the best part of it is that Treloar had 35, kicked 3-1,
won
the medal for best on ground. This is just the second year of, I think, a 7-year deal.
It's not 7 years, mate. I think they're paying, you're going to say they're paying, Collingwood are paying him.
Yeah.
I believe it's 3 years, but at most 5. It's not 7.
All right, let's just call it.
They paid 100. You shouldn't pull him up and just let him dig his own grave.
Then Jacob gets upset with us for not pulling him up.
Do you know what's funny?
They paid $100,000 per goal.
There,
yeah.
They paid $100,000 per goal.
Love it.
Because what they wanted to keep.
Yeah.
Who?
And also,
good job, Eddie. You fuckhead.
Yeah, well done.
Still his fault. Everything that happens there.
Look, and Buckley too. Buckley, fucking dog.
Yeah, you're a dog, mate. Never coach again.
No.
Look.
Continue doing your terrible shit. How shit is that show, by the way?
I watched a bit of it, and the only good thing on it is Jonathan Brown.
And even then, it's not
trying
his best
to solve
work.
A Rubik's Cube, and he just threw it away. He couldn't do it. His brain could not compute.
It's not his best work, Sean.
Nah.
He's better than that.
Yeah, it's just shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of not their best work, Hawthorn, wheels have fallen off. Richmond are also strengthening up.
Yeah, Hawthorn had a crack
just
late.
But yeah. Perfect time. Yeah.
Oh, no.
We haven't lost by 100 points this season,
It's good. Yeah.
You also haven't lost by 200.
Then
will we ever live to see a team lose by 300?
I want to see Sean.
I'm going to start following local leagues, I think, for that rush.
There was that team that won by like 430 points the other day.
Fucking.
It was like 431 to 1 behind.
Give them all a knighthood.
Those games
wake the queen
some,
up. Who's definitely alive.
Definitely alive. Hey, she was out and about today and has not been replaced by an actor.
Great.
Then we head down to Blundstone Arena where North Melbourne did lose by 69 points.
Good work, North.
But three quarters, they were competitive-ish.
Yeah.
The wheels, like, they got absolutely fucked in the last quarter. But they're only down by, like, 20-ish
Big
points.
Big Dick got rested.
He didn't play, did he?
No.
He hasn't played yet.
He's back. He was due. He could have played this week, but they decided to give him one more week. Because why stress about flying
one more
him
week of rest or, like, reserves play?
Rest, I think.
Okay. No, he's got Geelong.
Get his cherry ripe for the brother showdown.
Jesus.
That's also my nephew's getting my nephew's first game of football.
Oh, fucking hell. You're in so much trouble. Because, next game, St Kilda beat Geelong.
Yeah. It was
a win that was
hectic.
Good for footy.
Good for footy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't reckon.
Why are you in a red t-shirt?
I'm wearing a blue, purple one, Sean. You know, I always wear a purple shirt.
Don't make me take a photo, Tom. And show the people what's good for footy.
Disappointing, but there are positive signs still.
No, there's not.
No, there is.
It's not. It's over.
It's not over. We're still in the top eight. The system is
bottom half
developing.
Of the top eight. That's where teams go to die. That's the real retirement village. No, sorry, Tom. You have the floor.
I'm okay.
Your team's fucked.
I don't think they are. I think there's a lot of doom and gloom and Nate. Again, just like you don't read the comments if you go for North Melbourne, do not read the comments if you go for Geelong.
Yeah. Arrogance.
Yeah, I don't know.
One is lost hope and despair, and the other one's arrogance. You just assume you're going to get.
Oh, you should see. You think we're gonna be all right. Those comments are bad. You should see any Essendon post.
Yeah, no, true.
Oh, mate.
Everyone's like, I'm worried. I'm worried about just our supporter base, their mental health.
Do you know what?
It's bad.
It's angry.
Yeah. You know, it's angry. It's sad. They don't know. I reckon if you, on the weekend, like Sunday morning, just drove through Essendon, like drove past Windy Hill, you just find people just like crying in the street.
Yeah, the DFO was on fire.
Yeah. Bleak times.
Yeah.
It's
the lowest point in the club's history for the last 15 years. How long ago was that thing that happened, that big thing?
The big thing that happened
10
was
years?
2012, I think.
Okay. 2013.
Since then. This is the worst it's been since then. Yeah.
I would say that the last 20 years haven't been great.
Yeah, no, they've been pretty awful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boys, we all know that the game hasn't been the same since Matthew Knights forced the Velvet Sledgehammer into retirement.
This is true.
I only just found out that Campbell Brown, after the game, when Lloyd, because Lloyd got given like 8 weeks or something, but had retired.
Lynch style.
Yeah. But
he got 10.
But
11.
Then,
11. I think Brown got 9.
Didn't even hit him though.
Campbell Brown.
<Should appeal.
laughs> Campbell Brown basically called him a coward for retiring.
Oh, yeah. But was Campbell Brown a coward when he punched Stephen May at a nightclub?
Yeah, probably.
Cunt.
When they're on the same team, you mean?
I fucking hate Campbell Brown.
I hate Campbell Brown too. I hate that this game likes to prop up mediocre fuckheads.
Every week on Twitter I see Campbell Brown's team of the round and it makes me want to spew up.
Yep.
Hey, Campbell, no Maccas for you, mate.
Yeah, fuckhead. Change your name.
Yeah.
Next game, which I've got
fuck
absolutely
off, never be here again, Brown.
Yep. Nothing to say. City beat Essendon by 10 goals. At the same time, a much better result was happening, Sean.
Does Campbell Brown still do that podcast with Jonathan Brown?
I don't know. Wonder?
Jonathan Brown doesn't want to be associated with that.
Yeah, he should just get out of there. And Campbell Brown's got like that energy if he would do a podcast with Wayne Carey or something.
Probably does.
From jail.
Probably called How to Bash
Sorry,
People.
Joel. Yep.
So Adelaide and Brisbane looked a little dicey at points, but then early on.
Yeah.
And then.
Forgot about this. Just swimming in basketball all
Jesus.
Weekend. Nah, never forget. Brisbane were great.
Hipwood came back in, didn't do much, but didn't matter.
A lot of chat that we were on, we looked like we were on. I didn't really agree with that. I think they looked sluggish. And then particularly in that second quarter, I was getting fucking angry at the laziness.
Yep.
Brisbane's midfield have this ability to just let another team really take hold of them.
Yep.
I never really want to blame the back line because they're just copping a rush of inside 50s from some lazy shit in the middle. But when they switch on, they're great. And they switched on, they had a horrendous second quarter. And then kicked two goals, I think, just before the end of it. Before that, they'd been scoreless or goalless. And then never looked back. Third quarter, powered away. And, just did what they had to do, really.
Zach Bode
again.
It
was a danger game because Adelaide had been shithouse, so they thought they might fire up. And Ben Keys, he's a great player. He wouldn't have fit in Brisbane anymore. We just didn't.
Yeah.
Don't have a spot for him.
We just didn't have a spot for him, but he's become an awesome player. Hippie was back. He's shaved his Jesus haircut.
Sean,
Tom hates
it.
I love it.
No, you don't.
And I've come around to Tom's thing of, I think.
Double ponytail.
Imagine would if he had
two ponytails.
Yeah, it would have been
stacked on top of one another like a ponytail sandwich.
Win a flag.
He'd kick 100 goals.
Yes. Win a flag first before you go double ponytail.
Yeah, that's fair.
No.
This
get
year might
get
be
a
you.
Flag ponytail. And then get a ponytail back. Win two flags, two. Just keep going.
Collect ponytails for premierships.
Yeah. I would love that. Yeah. Hippie was great. Bailey was awesome again. Cam Rain is looking fucking exciting. God, he looks good. Did you guys – you probably wouldn't have caught any of this one, Joel.
No.
It's not the same time as yours. I don't know if you saw it, Tom.
I saw bits and pieces.
He's becoming very explosive. He always has been.
Danger.
But he's getting better every week.
You know what he's beginning to do, Sean? Belief.
Oh, he's always believed. It's just now he's back and he's fit and he's just ready. He's an X-factor weapon.
What a handy thing to have. Hip would come back and not have to worry about doing much because the small forwards went berserk.
They did go berserk, but it's going to be – Brisbane have to navigate a pretty tricky period now just because – Jack Payne, for me, is not really up to it as a forward. And that's harsh because I think he's only played 10 or 15 games.
He's not a bad defender.
Oh, he's a great defender. There were times in the game where I thought, put Harris Andrews down forward because he can clunk a mark. Put Jack Payne down back. I wish they'd play around with that a bit.
Well, is Gardner back?
Gardner came back in, yep, because Ryan Lester was managed, apparently. That's
yeah, we've done that to Sean Higgins for about 4 weeks.
Managed straight to hell. No, but Brisbane, they were impressive. They like you got to get these wins, and they did a pretty good job. I think Adelaide hit a couple goals at the end, which is usually where I get a bit angry, and I was. But Hipwood, he didn't kick a goal. He missed one, and he probably had less than 10 touches. But his impact on the game was awesome. He got through.
Adelaide only kicked one goal in the last quarter.
Yeah, they sucked shit.
But it was the last goal of the game.
Yeah, frustrating.
Yeah.
Hipwood, he took a great mark 1 minute into the game, so he got his confidence going. And he did lots of like little just tap-ons and just great efforts and brought the ball to ground. And I was super impressed with his game. He didn't really look rusty. He was kicking well. He was attacking the ball. Love it. Can't wait for him to kick a goal. They're all going to get around him.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
You're going to get around him.
Oh, the magician kicked a fucked magical goal.
He's been on for the last couple of weeks.
Camera work, in fact, was so shit that I didn't even know that it was him at first. It's sort of just like it was in congestion on the boundary line. A snap, goal went through, and then the camera sort of cut back to like I must have gone insane. It looked like he was hugging someone in the crowd, but then I think he was hugging Cam Rayner, and I didn't know Rayner kicked the goal, but – yeah, it was the magician.
Yeah.
Love to
see
him.
That was the magic trick.
Yeah. Get him out of the back line, get him forward and in the middle. Magic happens.
It's good stuff.
Brisbane looking good.
Second on the ladder.
Yeah. Where they belong at the moment.
And then Sunday rolls around and the Gold Coast Suns said, hey, we're actually not shit this year. Fuck you, Freo.
Yeah.
Huge statement by the Suns.
Top four.
Well, that's two big wins in a row.
They might be top four, but I at the start of the year, I don't know if we did our top eight on this show.
Might have.
I did one with friend of the show, Kados the Weapon, and yeah. I had Gold Coast. I think I put them eighth, yeah.
Yeah.
And I believe.
In there.
They've won four now, I think.
Yeah.
And if you look at their draw, they've played like, they've beaten Freo, they've beaten Sydney.
And they got close to Melbourne.
They nearly beat Melbourne.
They nearly beat Melbourne. If they'd kicked, but there's that
they've
thing
got
of
Western
expected.
Bulldogs at Mars this week.
Adelaide beat them there, though.
Expected score.
Yeah, expected score they would have beaten Melbourne. Yeah.
Yeah. So like they're improving.
Yeah. Who else have they beaten? There was another good team they've beaten as well. They've beaten, I think, three teams in the top six or something.
Let's have a look here.
They beat West Coast.
Yeah. In round one, that was a gimme.
Yeah. They
almost beat Melbourne. That's the closest anyone's got to Melbourne.
They beat Carlton. They beat Carlton.
They beat
by
Carlton.
30
so
points.
There you go. They've that's beaten right. Carlton, Sydney in Sydney, and they've beaten like a red hot Freo.
Yep.
So fucking
Freo did not look red hot.
Yeah. No, they got that is the lowest score that Gold Coast have kept a team to in their history.
That's great. Stewie G said, Clarko, I know you're sniffing around, but get fucked.
You can go to the Giants.
Stewie G's locked in.
Yeah, I love Stewie.
Speaking of get fucked, GWS said get fucked to their coach, Leon Cameron.
They hate him. They hate him.
They lost by 30 points.
Really disappointing.
They looked like shit.
Yeah.
And like
Lockie Whitfield, so bad.
I'd love to trade him out of my fantasy team.
The amount of times where they just looked up and like didn't move
they've got
the ball
North,
and
no, they've got they've got someone next week where I'm like, ugh, the North.
I think they've North. Got West Coast, don't they?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, they got West Coast. So like,
yeah,
it's a tough one. Trades this week for fantasy are tough.
Kelly looked like the only player who gave a fuck about playing footy yesterday. I've got Canelio and Whitfield in my fantasy team.
Yeah.
And I really needed a solid effort out of them. And they got like 3 points between them in the last
quarter. Did.
When the game was on the fucking line still.
Canelio in the like first 5 minutes of the third quarter copped a massive knee in the back and it looked like he wasn't going to get back up. Yeah, but then he played on and looked fucked. Yeah, so
get up. I'm sick of the excuses with him.
Green, like Toby Green, didn't have a touch after like halfway through the third quarter.
Captain in the AFL. Poor decision. That's
a shocking decision.
Toby Green killed Leon Cameron's career.
Yep.
That's fair.
Yep.
Because if he was in the
been
team,
there, they would have won a couple more. They wouldn't be 2-7.
They probably would have won that semifinal.
Probably that too. Like, bad captaincy, bad decision. That club's been fucked for a long time, if you think about it. They've never had like all their players on the park.
No, it's good.
There's always injuries. Leon Cameron, he's a good man. He'll loves come the back. Speech, but the speech had no effect, apparently. Mm. The only effect it had was on my heart. And then I saw them come out and get fucking bashed. Pathetic, really.
You know why?
Because
Vossie did a better speech.
Well, maybe he did.
We didn't say it, but we just know.
Vossie's doing good things at Carlton.
Yeah, Carlton looked dangerous.
Yeah.
And then finally, the 200-point win eluded us yet again. Where West Coast played Melbourne, and Melbourne looked hungry in the first quarter. I was
just pump the brakes a bit.
I was like, fuck, they are not taking any prisoners, because it was like 43-6.
Did they get hungry again in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah, they kicked 7 goals in the last quarter, 6 in the first, but then they kicked 1 and then 2 in the...
Is that West Coast tightening the screws a bit?
Nah, it's just cowardly energy, I think.
Maybe because it's happened to them so many times in their career, they don't want to put other people through it because they're good boys.
No, I think it's just, A, you play to the level of your opposition sometimes. I don't know. Melbourne probably didn't go full on for four quarters because, you know.
Yeah, they didn't need to.
Why do you need to? Their percentage is already killing everyone else.
Yeah.
They're a game clear of.
They're a game clear. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Well, they're undefeated. They're 9-0.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they look.
They were 9-0 last year, too.
They look so dangerous.
Yeah, and
they look better than they did last year.
Every time they've been 9-0, they've won the premiership.
Which has it happened once?
Yep.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
They've got North Melbourne.
I think the last time they did it was 64-2, when they were 9-0 and then won the flag.
No, Tom, because I said the only time they've ever done it was last year.
Didn't they? Wasn't there some stat, though, they copied?
The stat I heard today was that I'm correct and you're not, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm going to back me in based on recent efforts.
I'm backing Sean in here too. Yeah. Jesus
I'm backing
Christ,
me in.
Tom.
Yeah. Well, Jacob just threw up listening to this.
Look.
Threw up because he didn't hear the sound of my fist hitting you.
You're going to hear two sounds now. My fist hitting your face and then vomit coming out of your mouth.
I stand over you punching you and throwing up because it's just so angry and upset by it.
Look.
How good's friendship? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing that keeps this show together is our friendship, even though
if
we're not all, you know, sometimes I'm making fucking long-winded points, okay?
Well, look,
I know that friendship is still there like in the right same now. Way.
I would just like to say that if it wasn't for AFL Fantasy, I would not be here this week because not only did Essendon get done and put on a very embarrassing effort that makes them look like they hate me and football.
That's true.
30 total tackles was fucked up.
Yes.
Disgusting. None of Essendon's players scored over 87 fantasy points.
Disgusting as well.
That's pretty bad.
That's really bad.
Tackles are good for points.
Tackles are great for points.
Just ask Callum Mills.
Essendon have had 30 tackles in this game and another game this season where they had 32.
Yeah.
And those are two of like the worst tackle counts in the last 15 years.
Yeah,
apparently.
I think 30 was the second
the top
lowest.
Five.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
So probably fucking turn it up.
Joel,
what do you think of Luke Parker's thing with Shield? Which apparently the experts have watched the footage. Didn't look like Shield did anything. He just got tackled.
Yeah.
I think was Luke Parker doing the you heard the footsteps? Is that what he was?
A bit of that, I think.
Yeah. It was a bit of, I mean, look.
I'll say it. Luke Parker, arrogant cunt.
Yeah.
I thought I would enjoy something like that. Didn't. Kicking a man. Dylan Shield's about as low as he's ever been in his career right now.
Yeah.
Kicking a man when he's down. Not his fault either.
Yeah.
Again, this is the thing.
Luke Parker, where you been for the last 2 weeks, cunt? Queensland footy's been shitting all over you. Where you been? You've heard footsteps for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No.
He's a champion player, though.
Yeah.
A premiership winner.
Yeah.
He is. And apparently a good bloke.
Apparently a great bloke.
Doesn't look like it anymore.
Don't like that, though. Didn't need to do it 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
Just the once.
Also, don't even, like, you know the camera's on. Don't do it. Get up in his face and whisper it in his ear. Or scream it like Michael Voss did to Scott Burns.
After you've kicked the goal.
Well,
technically, Parker had just kicked the goal. I have a question for you, though.
All of this happens. And then also, obviously, a team that's also near and dear to me, the Essendon VFLW team, who were undefeated until this weekend. They didn't lose. They drew.
Streak's over.
Still haven't lost, but...
If he leaves the sour taste, though,
Leaves the sour taste. And also, it was 31 apiece, which is also bad because...
How's Ebonga?
Okay. She's also like...
Is she going to get a run in the team next year?
I don't think so.
She's like 41, isn't she?
Yeah.
Just make it happen. That's magic.
Yeah, we... I mean, Essendon...
I mean, you are recruiting some juicy names.
I will point out... And
I'd go so far as to say get rid of Prisparkas and bring Seabomb in.
drop her.
I'll see if I can find the stats of the game. I will say, wild... Like, so you'd think that the AFL website, because it has a VFL part...
Would have a VFLW website?
But it's very hard to find VFLW stats unless you go to like actual team pages. So if I go to the Essendon website, I can get to the VFLW team pretty easily. Trying to get it from the AFL site, pretty much impossible. So Essendon's top of the ladder. 9 wins, 1 draw.
Yep. Where are Geelong?
Geelong are 5th.
Yeah, I knew we were sort of thereabouts.
6 wins, 4 losses.
That's right. That's not too bad.
Yeah, I'm on that Footy Live app, which is good for VFL stats, but they only have an AFLW section, not a VFLW. That's piss poor.
I thought it was Hawthorn we drew with, but apparently it was the Saints. Anyway.
How are the Cats going? Are they still a good team?
They're 5th.
We're 5th. 6-4. Doing all right.
That's a bit shit.
Hawthorn. So Essendon are 9-0, but with 1 draw. Hawthorn are 9-1, and Casey are 9-1. So it's heating up at the top.
I wonder who your coach is. Is that a surprise they didn't get a look in?
I'm not entirely sure.
Because that's a good performance.
Essendon's percentage at the moment is 453.
Fuck.
Well, I was going to say.
Hawthorn's is 400.
That's pretty good. Hawthorn's coach is Beck Goddard, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking good. Joel, has this week, just the whole sort of last probably 48 hours, been not dissimilar to a horror movie? And if you like horror movies, you listen to the podcast Scaredy Boys, new episodes every Friday about horror movies.
Year of Fear, baby.
Year of Fear.
Are you worried about your year being a year of fear right now?
It has absolutely been a year of fear.
Two decades of fear.
It's all coming back to haunt me.
Yeah.
It's like a legacy sequel.
Never stops, but not a good one.
Yeah, no.
They just keep remaking them.
It's Halloween Kills.
Oh, no. But they've made, it's a 5-parter.
Tom, Halloween Kills feels like a 5-parter. It's dog
Essendon
shit.
Goes to hell.
I want to see that movie.
I do want to watch
You're
that.
You're fucking watching it in real time, boys. It's not good, and you better fucking lift this week, Essendon, you fucking cunts.
Isn't there a Halloween, though, where he goes to space?
No, that's Jason.
Ah, fuck.
Michael Myers.
Getting my shit horror franchises confused.
Yeah, Halloween has...
Halloween and Friday the 13th. Shit franchises. Halloween, you heard it here first.
Halloween's unreal. You're a fucking idiot.
Wasn't a fan.
It's very, very good. And what it does with Dread is huge.
Yep.
No jump scares. Can understand why. Yep. May have taken you by surprise. Anyway, good stuff.
No, we had jump scares.
Shut up. Anyway, I've had enough. I've just remembered why I was so upset and I don't want to talk about footy anymore. See you next week, Essendon, for fuck's sake. Please.
Send an email letting Dooge to know that he's going to be okay at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or on Twitter at howgoodsfooty or individually. I'm at Awkward Trade.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And I'm at Dooge13.
Fuck. Hey, boys. How good are the Celtics?
Oh, let's go. 18.
I'm back.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.